possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Woman Crush Wednesday, got a little twang there. Who's this, Nolan McGraw?
Shania Twain.
You pick it, we'll play it. Nolan McGraw, he loves playing these kind of songs, and he loves the responsibility that comes with Woman Crush Wednesday. So make him work at 410-583-1057. Plaza Sport text line. Orioles tonight against the Mariners. We'll be down at Pickles. Me, Bordy, and Nolan. Forget about the game. Come hang with us, man. Brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. It's going to be Gilbert against, who the hell's pitching for the Orioles? Oh, yeah, Trevor Rogers. Bet the under. Take the under, but let's get out to the phone, talk about the Birds and obviously the Ravens. Preseason game number 2 against Dallas coming up this weekend from Fox 45. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's a local kid. He's AJ Gersh. AJ, what's up?
Fellas, how we doing?
We're doing all right. I'm going to ask you one question about the Orioles and in particular Mike Elias before we get to the Ravens. Do you have faith? And I know you have to be the unbiased observer. But, you know, sports talk radio is all about hot takes. I mean, the louder you talk, the hotter your take is, apparently. But hot takes. Do you have confidence that Mike Elias this offseason is the guy that gets the Orioles back into playoff contention? Or are we watching a spiraling in the wasting of windows with all this young talent that he has?
Well, if the Orioles are to get back into playoff contention, Mike Elias has to be the guy, and there's no option number two. First off, you take a look at the starting rotation. Of course, you got the guy who's going tonight, Trevor Rogers, who has been outstanding this year so far. And then Dean Kramer, who put together what was probably his best performance of the year last night. But as you saw last night, you can't win baseball games without run support. So if you got Trevor Rogers and Dean Kramer in your rotation, you got to find three other suitable arms who are going to get you toward a playoff push. I don't know if Cade Povich is quite that guy. He seems like more of a long reliever to me on a really good playoff team. So Mike Elias has to go out and do a few things. Number one, you got to either take some of those 16 prospects that you acquired at the trade deadline and package them together for some top-tier talent in a rotation, or you got to be willing to get together with David Rubenstein, who hasn't been willing to do so far, and say, you know what, we are going to give like a 4 or 5 year deal to one of these starting pitchers, or maybe even if we're going to go after Framber Valdez or a guy like Ranger Suarez, be willing to shell out a 7 year deal and get a guy like that so you can pair him with Bradish when he comes back and of course Trevor Rogers and Kramer and whoever you acquire through trades. And then number two, your infield is fantastic. You got this young core of Holiday and Gunner and Mayo and Westberg and Adley. But when you look at the outfield, I'm not sold on Colton Cowser being the quote-unquote superstar that some people might think he is. His batting average hasn't been up to snuff. He's been on the IL a couple times already this year. And Tyler O'Neill, I mean, you got to eat that contract. But there are a couple guys in free agency who you could go after. Of course, Kyle Tucker is the big name, and he's going to get that big deal. But then Cody Bellinger and Schwarber is going to be out there too. So Mike Elias has some moves to make, and he's got to make them if the Orioles want to be back into contention in 26.
All right, AJ, what are you expecting of Cooper Rush on Saturday against Dallas from what you've seen thus far?
Well, from what I've seen thus far, not expecting much. He hasn't exactly impressed me at training camp. Of course, he didn't impress anyone with his first throw interception in week one of the preseason. But there is something to be said about going up against your former team, whether it's in the middle of the season or preseason or postseason, whatever it may be. Cooper Rush, of course, knows Dallas very well. He started some games for them in the regular season. He won football games for them as a starter coming up when Dak Prescott went down. So I would expect an improvement, Vinny. That's all I can say, an improvement. I don't know what that improvement looks like, but I think that he's going to have to improve if the Ravens want to, you know, stay the course with their backup quarterback situation.
Who's got a lot of pressure on Saturday night to impress?
Well, there are a couple guys who really need to impress, and it starts with the safety room. Sanusi Kane has been fighting for that number three safety role behind Kyle Hamilton and Malachi Starks. But Bo Braid has also been playing pretty well, I'd say, throughout preseason. And along those lines, TJ Tampa and Jalen Armour Davis are the other DBs who I'm looking at who kind of really need to continue their level of consistency that they've shown so far. And then if I'm Trenton Simpson, I really want to go out there and make a statement and say, you know what, we're making the right decision by throwing me out at number one weak side linebacker next to Roquan Smith. So those are the guys I'm really keeping my eyes on. And of course, if your guy's on Twitter, you're looking at Daniel Faalele. I'm not so much looking at Daniel Faalele as everyone's complaining about him online because he's pretty much sewed up that right guard starting position. But of course, it would be nice to see him really, really shut those haters up this weekend.
And then Corey Bullock, too. I think Corey Bullock, if he has another good outing, to me, he's their sixth lineman. He's the backup center and backup guard.
Yeah, Bullock, Samak, all those guys. You're looking at the draft picks as well because you don't know what's going to happen whenever Emory Jones Jr. comes back, and we don't really know a timetable exactly for that. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with the backup guard situation. And like you said, that sixth guy, because, you know, Ben Cleveland, is going to be knocking on the door, and you got Joe Noteboom as well, who is the veteran that they brought in to kind of be that versatile Swiss Army knife guy that Patrick McCary was in years past. Yeah. Bullock is another guy I got my eye on as well.
A.J. Gersh, Box 45. Real quick, A.J., let's circle back to the Orioles and the question about Elias. Are you confident? We know he is the guy that has to make the moves. Are you confident that he's capable of doing so?
I am confident that he's capable of doing so. He made adequate moves in years past. I know as much as people want to say that he didn't make any moves at last year's deadline, that's really not the case. I mean, he went out and he got Zach Eflin and Trevor Rogers, and it's a shame that Trevor Rogers didn't grow into the guy that he's become this season until this season. Because imagine if Trevor Rogers was traded for last year and he was like the guy, right, that everyone has expected him to be with that Stowers trade. Everyone would be looking at that trade deadline last year and being like, oh man, the Orioles probably really have a chance to make a deep run. And then when he was with the Astros, he made some moves to acquire, you know, Verlander and guys like that and in the offseason, and those panned out into a World Series championship. So he has been the guy in years past. I'm confident that he could do it again. It's just a matter of will he. I think he kind of knows that he has to, so I think that he will.
A.J. Gersh, Box 45. A.J., always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
There's AJ, everybody. We'll come back, whip around, talk about what happened in the world of sports last night. Well, not a ton, but some good stuff happened historically for the Birds of Baltimore, that's for sure. Bottom of the hour, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We're weeks into training camp. We're one preseason game in for most of the teams. As he's starting to get an idea of who the teams are, where's his sleeper team? Because they always come out of nowhere.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the whip here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. It's Vinny and Haney, Nolan McGraw. We talked earlier, if you're just tuning in, about James Cook. 4 years, $48 million. $30 million guaranteed. Buffalo Bills. So he was at practice yesterday. He'll be on the field against the Ravens September 7th. But how are things going to play out with Micah Parsons and Trey Hendrickson, which, you know, the Ravens are going to be paying attention to because they see him twice. But Jerry Jones taking a lot of national criticism for just coming off standoffish. Talking about Micah Parsons like he's like a disposable piece to what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I don't get it, Bob. I mean, that one I don't get. I don't get McLaurin with Washington.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then Cam Hayward, he's sitting out too for the Steelers. He said, I'm going to miss games. You know, and Hendrickson, I get him. And even since he said he deserves more money, but I don't think they want to give him the guaranteed money because they're so cheap. So, yeah, I mean, all the ones that are sitting out there, and you're right, the Jerry Jones one, who knows? I mean, the guy is a legitimate great player. I remember when we had Sean Taylor, Dan Snyder talked to Drew Rosen. I said, Drew, we're going to pay him. Just don't kill me on it. You know, I mean, I'm going to pay him. But, I mean, Jerry, I mean, why are you waiting so long? I don't quite get that one.
College football looming. First game's August 23rd, 10 days from today, over in Ireland. Bruce Feldman, The Athletic, has hot seats throughout the nation for head coaches. And since we're kind of pressed for time, we'll go to Mike Locks at University of Maryland. Temperature check, warm. Here's what Feldman says. After Locksley led the Maryland Terrapins three consecutive winning seasons, 21-23, took a big dip, 24-4-8, 1-10, 1-8 rather, in the Big Ten. Defense fell apart, dropped 7-8. Only victory was a 29-28 win over USC. Got blown out at home, 37-10 by Northwestern. Yeah, that was kind of bottom of the barrel. Locksley's seat isn't as warm as many might think, according to Bruce Feldman. According to sources inside the program, Locksley is so well-respected locally and has built up so much goodwill in his time there that they will be patient with him to try to get things headed back in the right direction. All right. As a lifelong Maryland fan, former season ticket holder for over 10 years, through three coaches, Vanderlyn and Ralph and Early Edsel. And we like Mike Locksley's been cool to us.
No, yeah.
They go 4-8, and there's 5,000 people in the stands, or 10. That's not building up equity. And even Locksley himself, because, man, you talk about close to the vest. You have a better chance of identifying where Jimmy Hoffa's sitting right now than what's going on with Maryland football. And they have Florida Atlantic, Northern Illinois, Towson. If they're not 3-0 before they get into the gauntlet, it's going to be the Big Ten. And their schedule's not as tough on paper as it's been in years prior. New AD, Jim Smith. I don't know. And I'm not denying who Bruce Feldman talks to within the program or who he knows in regards to boosters and such, because they, you know, they got a lot of say in that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think another losing season. And where's the signature win, by the way? Those three straight winning seasons were great. And playing in a bowl is always cool. I mean, the kids love it. But can you beat an Ohio State? Can you beat a Michigan? Can you beat a Penn State? I mean, coming close is no longer. Now you're 6 years into the program.
And you're going to play probably a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, who's apparently a little tweaked up right now. He might not even start the season.
And then the biggest problem with Locks is no O-line and no D-line.
And constant turnover with the assistant coaches.
Boy. Yes. And when you look at, you know, how to win in the Big Ten, it's not simple, but, you know, you won the last two national championships. And how do you do it? With your O-line and your D-line. So, to me, until you can get a real good O-line and D-line, you're not competing with the big boys.
But to push back a little bit there, how many Maryland players? Corey Bullock played for Maryland just a couple years ago. I mean, Bo Braid. There are Terps throughout. How many guys got drafted this year? There's been talent. But it never really translates into this 10-win season. And again, Penn State should not be coming here at this stage and spanking Maryland by 30. With most of the people in CQ Stadium wearing Penn State gear.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seat warm? Okay. Another 4-8? Or 3-9? Winless? They're 1-8 in the Big Ten? Is that acceptable? No. They're picked 16th preseason.
Yeah, I think if they lose one of those three, lose one of the first three.
Oh, God.
And then get embarrassed in a game or two, then it's probably time.
We'll follow along. Hope for the best. Yep. We're the flagship of the Terps, as you know. But, you know, Maryland fan. We like Locks, and we hope the best for him.
No doubt.
But Maryland football's kind of faded into, you know, it's always been here in sports talk, Orioles, Terps, Ravens, or Orioles, Colts, Terps, et cetera, et cetera. But Maryland football's always kind of, I mean, Maryland basketball's like, it's like a pro team.
It's a great job.
Yeah, but Maryland football, man.
It's not a good job.
Friedgen had him percolating. Yep. And then they decided to fire him after he won ACC Coach of the Year, and James Franklin was coach in waiting, and then they did one and got Edsel, and Franklin went to Vanderbilt, and Penn State. By the way, Penn State's what? Ranked number 2 in the country?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, speaking of a guy that needs to win some top five game.
Franklin.
Yeah, let's worry about our own problems here.
1-11 against top five teams.
Let's worry about the Turtles before we get into all that zaniness. Whip around here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. This day in Orioles history, how about 1983 against the White Sox at Old Comiskey Park. Gary Renicky, Cal Ripken went deep. Cal drove it three runs. Sammy Stewart gets the win. Tippy Martinez picks up the save. Orioles 5-2. What would be a preview of the ALCS that year? How about a little 2014 Oriole Park Cannon Yards against the Yankees? Adam Jones, new member of the Oriole Hall of Fame, three-run jack. Jonathan Scope went deep. Darren O'Day in relief of Chris Tillman, who went seven strong. He gets the win. Zach Britton picked up his 25th save. Orioles would win the division that year. And then 2 years ago today, and Orioles won 101 games in 2023. Man, it seems like it was just yesterday. But 2 years ago today, in my opinion, maybe the most exciting regular season game, or certainly one of them, of that year took place in Seattle. And now a former Oriole, boy, he was showing off late.
France into center field. Hit well. Hit deep.
Mullins! He got it!
He got it!
He cannot be serious!
Oh, my gosh!
He cannot have just done that!
Oh.
He cannot have just done that!
And Mullins drives this one into right field. That's a fair ball. That is deep. That is out of here! Cedric Mullins robs a home run! Cedric Mullins hits a home run!
The Cedric Mullins game. 5-3 Orioles win that one. As actually, and Nolan, you remember, Mullins stole the home run, and then Bauman gave up a home run to the next guy, Canzone. And then Mullins said, all right, I got you back. And he goes yard. Nick Vespi got the win. Fuji, Nolan's all-time favorite Oriole reliever. What if he's still around? Maybe we bring Fuji back in 2026. He got the save, but the Cedric Mullins game. Mullins, believe it or not, took place 2 years ago today, a Sunday in Seattle. We'll come back, talk to NFL Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. We'll get your phone calls at 410-583-1057. News from the desk coming up top of the hour, buy or sell 12:15. The Vinny's off to one winning drive. Ravens in pads today before they head to Big D, taking on the Cowboys. Preseason game number 2. Kick off the regular season, September 7th.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Pittsburgh, Cincy, Chase Brown certainly turned some heads. Cleveland, what are the other three teams looking like in regards to who's toting that rock once the regular season begins? And, you know, Najee Harris just back on the field with the Chargers, et cetera, et cetera. What's going on with the other three in the North in regards to who's going to be helping out their respective quarterbacks?
Yeah, Keaton Mitchell was actually a lot of fun to watch in that week one preseason game coming off that ACL injury from a year and a half ago and change. So that was encouraging. For the Ravens, the Steelers, Caleb Johnson got a lot of run in the week one preseason game. He was fine. It didn't blow anyone's hair back. Mason Rudolph looked like he was the next coming of Terry Bradshaw. So that, again, tells us what we can read into these week one preseason games. But in terms of what we're talking about in Cleveland, Quinshon Judkins, unless something's changed, I don't think he's signed his deal yet. The second round pick, Dylan Sampson played a little bit, and, you know, that's encouraging. But they're trying to figure things out after Nick Chubb, suffered the injury, and he's now in Houston. So that's an issue for them there. They drafted Quinshon with the understanding that I would imagine that he was going to play a lot because they knew they were going to draft a quarterback at some point. So whether it's a young quarterback or Joe Flacco back there, you'd like to have a workhorse like Quinshon. So they'll be leaning on Dylan Sampson and Jerome Ford, who's been there. So the run situation isn't great there. And then when you talk about the Bengals, and we're somehow not talking about Trey Hendrickson, which I suppose is a positive development. Chase Brown was really good last year, and they drafted Taj Brooks. They drafted him, he's a late round. He might have been an undrafted guy, but he was really good coming out of college. I liked him a lot. But I think Chase Brown's going to continue to do what he did last season, sort of flew under the radar, but was a big part of that offense when, you know, Joe Burrow wasn't trying to take that team back from 40 points down, it felt like at times.
Hey, Ryan, who gets signed first? McLaren, Hayward, Hendrickson, Parsons?
Yeah, Hayward's a new one. I understand that you know, it feels like every year and a half he's looking to get re-upped, and he's important to what they do. I think it was not necessarily surprising, but interesting that James Cook came off the board with a four-year, $48 million, $12 million annual average value, which felt about the range that he was supposed to go in. He wanted 15. I think McLaurin has more leverage than most 29- to 30-year-old wide receivers just because he was so important to what they do. And, again, I if you told me that Jerry Jones never signed Micah, and we're sitting here 2028, I would believe you. Like, I don't know what to make of that situation other than Jerry likes being in the headlines. So I'll go with Terry, but that number's going to be interesting. It's not going to be 33, I don't think. It'll probably be closer to $30 million, and Terry has to be okay with that. And if he's not, that could get dragged out. The Cam Hayward thing sounds like it's going to be moving some money around and to make him happy for another year or two before he probably ends up retiring.
Hey, Ryan, what'd you think of Shadur in the game Friday night?
It was fun. You know about this, but you don't want to put too much stock in one performance, especially in the preseason. The offensive line looked like the Colorado offensive line, so in that sense, he probably felt right at home. The guards struggled. They had a long day. But I thought he came out. He looked good. He missed some throws early because he was probably a little bit nervous. Missed one of those, a little throw running to his left in the first half that just overthrew the guy. But he threw a dig route deep in his own end, and he had the two touchdown passes that were big boy throws. So I think there's a lot to work with. He's still QB4, so Kevin Stefanski obviously thinks there's some work to do there. But it's a good start.
Now, what are you hearing about Aaron Rodgers with your Steelers?
He got his foot stepped on, and he hates his helmet. So, you know, I don't know if that's where you want to be with your 40-year-old quarterback. The helmet conversation is funny, guys, because it reminds me of when Antonio Brown was in Vegas, and he hated his helmet there, and that was a whole thing. I suppose at least Aaron didn't arrive to camp in a hot air balloon. But it's all going to come down to his relationship with the wide receivers, the offensive line, a young group coming together, Caleb Johnson playing well early on, and the defense being really good. And the defense in camp has been good, and they look pretty good against the first few snaps they got against Trevor Lawrence and the Jags last week. But all those things have to come together for them to get to, you know, 9.5 wins, which is what we always seem to be talking about.
Hey, Ryan, I was pleasantly surprised that, like, all these starters that played in the first preseason game, which, you know, made it somewhat interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree. And luckily, unless I'm missing something, I don't think there were any major injuries to report. So that's always good.
Slater was the only one, but that was before the game. You know, that was in practice.
Yeah, and they talk about terrible timing all around. He signs his deal and then immediately gets hurt, and now they've got to shuffle things around there. Looks like Joe Alt's going to move back to the left side where he can certainly play there. But again, those are big issues there. But it is good to see some of those guys getting those reps. And I give – look, we joke all the time about Zach Taylor. He's just throwing out the starters and maybe do something differently so they don't lose every game to start the season like they've done pretty much since he's arrived there. So it's been fun to watch. We'll see what week two looks like in terms of the veterans. I suspect we'll see more – continue to see more of the young guys, which is always fun. I went back and watched Malachi Stark snaps as well, and he's going to be a good player.
Oh yeah, he's been a true pro from day one. Now, Ryan, who's going to be Buffalo's competition in the East?
You know what? I'd be interested in what you guys think about this. I'm buying Mike Vrabel and Drake May in year two, and Josh McDaniels doing what he does best, which is call plays only in New England. That defense is going to be really good. Christian Gonzalez has to stay healthy. He continues to battle with that. But when he's healthy, he's lights out. They got Milton Williams. They have Mike Vrabel, who's being, you know, sort of setting the tone that they're accustomed to having there. They actually scored a ton of points in preseason. Again, you don't have to read too much into it, but it's better than what we saw at any point last year. I think that team can win more games than they lose. I think the Dolphins are going to be terrible, mostly because of injuries. And then I think the Jets are going to be feel like a 7-win team, best case scenario, and they'll have to figure out that quarterback situation. But I think that if everything falls right for the Patriots, and you told me that they had a chance to win a 10th game in the final week of the regular season, I would buy that.
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, what's happening on the website here on this Woman Crush Wednesday?
Getting ready to do a little podcast reviewing what happened in week one of the preseason with the rookies and look ahead to week two and what it all means and whether we can pin our hopes on Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward or Jackson Dart as these teams look ahead to the regular season here in a few weeks.
Ryan, appreciate it. Next week we'll talk about, I guess, all the criticism Caleb Williams is getting out of Chicago's camp.
Oh, boy.
There we go. The genius Ben Johnson trying to create some stuff there. Ryan, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
Here's Ryan Wilson, everybody. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. News from the Nest at noon, buy or sell 12:15. Jim Hunter talks Orioles at 12:30. Me, Nolan, Mike Bordick, Lap of Pickles, getting you ready for Orioles Mariners game two of this three-game series. 12:30, Ravens in Pats today. Friends and family only. Out there as they prepare for Dallas. Then they'll be hitting the road out there to Texas for preseason game number two. Orioles taking on the Mariners. Game two of this series. Birds get shut out last night. One zip. Kramer was great. Kirby was better. Birds offense, obviously, you know, wasn't there. Five hits, no runs. It is what it is. Orioles have lost three in a row. Trevor Rogers taking on Logan Gilbert. So expect not a lot of balls flying out of the stadium tonight, but you never know. That's why they play the games. Asking earlier, we want to hear from some Mike Elias defenders, people that think that he is the dude to get things done in the offseason, to get the Orioles back on track to winning a World Series. Also, college football is coming up in a matter of weeks. Maryland, expectations are low. Is that fair? Is Michael Oxley on the hot seat? Should he be? And anything else in between? Let's go to Godfrey, Illinois. Godfrey, first of all, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, man, I would just want to say thank you for the Odyssey app, because if you're out of town or you live out of town or you're on vacation, man, download the Odyssey app. And if you miss Bob Haney and Vinny's show, you can catch it on a rewind. So I want to say that.
Thank you.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to throw some stuff at you, right? All right. Who rebuilt and turned around one of the worst farm systems in Major League Baseball, right? Who in over 40 years orchestrated a 100-win season, right? Mm-hmm. Who orchestrated and built an international scouting system for the Baltimore Orioles? And that would be Mike Elias. So for all everybody wants to get rid of him, have common sense. Don't speak as a fan. Just think logically. If we could have signed a high-profile free agent, don't you think Elias would have signed that player? Our team, the owner, gives the go. Elias is a capable GM. If we get rid of him, it's a failure, man. Don't give up on Elias. This guy is smart. He knows how to rebuild. Hey, we had some not so great luck this year, but keep faith in Elias. He will bring us back. This guy's for real.
Godfrey, I appreciate that. Mike Elias, if he's listening, and apparently he's a loyal listener to the fan, he appreciates it as well. I don't know if he'd be willing to spend money
right
on a big-name free agent. I don't know if David Rubenstein is saying, no, no, we won't do that. Because by all accounts, multiple reports, and we talk to people all the time that cover the team on a daily basis, they were going to make Corbin Burns a very wealthy man. So they were going all in to get him. The patchwork putting together of the rotation and relying on Grayson Rodriguez to come back healthy, those sorts of things kind of derailed him. And letting Santander walk when you probably could have broached an extension before the end of last season and bringing in O'Neill. Now, Santander hasn't played since May, and Toronto's still in first place pretty much without him. But, you know, he hasn't given long-term deals to anybody right now. O'Neill's the closest to it, and he had these opt-outs. And he's not opting out now. Tyler O'Neill would be insane. Nobody's going to give him whatever, what's he, 16, 17 mil he's due next season from the Orioles. I mean, that's one you're going to have to just ride out. And when he plays, which has been brief, we've seen glimpses. He was on a hot streak where his hand got caught in the fence up in Philadelphia. I don't know if Elias can build through spending money, building farm system. Sure, he's done that before. And yeah, the Orioles won 101 games for the first time since 1980. Got all that. But it's a team that dipped significantly, and they had to fire the manager. I mean, when you're firing managers, you're scapegoating people. He just, Brandon, I managed the team that he had. Mike Elias put that team together. Injuries were a big part, as we discussed, but I'm still skeptical. Nolan?
I wish we knew what the real budget was, because that's really the basis of this whole argument. It's like a chicken and the egg thing. I mean, is the budget there, or is an Elias not choosing to use it, or is he trying to make the most of a limited budget? I just have a hard time believing that if David Rubenstein and this new ownership group came in and said, hey, you got an open checkbook, spend what you want, we're going to increase payroll. I just have a hard time believing that any GM would hear that and say, nah, I'm good. But based on what we've seen, that appears to be the case. I think the biggest criticism you could have of Mike Elias is that he kind of just has this passive approach. All right, they were willing to give the money to Corbin Burns, big money at that. Didn't work out. What was your plan B? Your plan B was to go bargain bin shopping with Sagano and Morton.
Yeah.
You know, what about the 30-plus names in between? You know, those guys in Corbin Burns. I mean, why did you immediately go to the low end? You know, you didn't operate in the next tier down at all. You didn't even consider it.
And how about trading some of these prospects for a Garrett Crochet level guy,
yep,
as the market will set itself? But we had Ryan Divish on yesterday, Seattle Times. I mean, Gilbert, Kirby, Miller, they could all be maybe available depending on Seattle's willingness to extend them. So do you have the wherewithal now, prospect-wise, to pull up a trade for a guy that would, I mean, you don't think George Kirby or Logan Gilbert would immediately go to the top of the Orioles rotation here in 2026? You saw what Kirby did last night.
Yeah.
And you're going to see Gilbert again tonight. All right, let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Dave in Cockeysville. Dave, thanks for holding. What's up? Dave. Oh, no, Dave. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Bob.
Hey, Bob, I know your name, Bob. I only know you for the past 22 years.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, what's up, Vinny? Vinny still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were heading out to the training camp.
12:30. Not yet. 12:30.
Okay. I guess I'm going to switch it up a little bit since you're there, Vinny, right? I'm going to ask you about this contract situation that's going on with Parsons and everything. Like, can the Cowboys really afford this? Because, you know, they got $331 million guaranteed on the books. That's just for Lamb and Prescott. And then you got $40 million more guaranteed for Diggs. That's $370. And this guy's going to get, like, the highest, probably the highest defensive paid player. Like, is it worth a while to sign him, or wouldn't it be beneficial to just trade this guy, get as many number one picks as possible? Because you look back at the New England Patriots, way they did it. They never paid another bunch of players this type of money and won them Super Bowls. So it don't guarantee you nothing by paying, these players this type of money, in my opinion. It's not going to do them no justice if they sign them. They're not winning the Super Bowl.
I would say this. The two most important, three most important positions is quarterback that you got to pay, because if you don't have one, you can't win. And if you got a quarterback, you got to have a left tackle. And then pass rush. You pay – who has traded? Bob, who's traded an elite pass rusher? I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened, but off the top of my head, I can't recall one.
And then I just saw that the most valuable franchises, it just came out. The Dallas Cowboys are worth $12.8 billion. The next is $10.4
billion. And by the way, with the Patriots, as Rashawn used that comparison, they had already built up a couple of Super Bowl championship teams before they decided who they wanted to pay, who not to pay. Dallas is... Bill Clinton was still in his first term last time they won a Super Bowl, which is kind of... Nolan wasn't even born yet.
Yeah.
Literally wasn't even born yet.
95 was the last time?
Well, it was January of 96. Yeah. When were you born?
March of 96.
There you go! When we come back...
It's my fault, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you didn't even see Smith play for me. Hey, when we come back, news from the Nets. Going to hear from the coordinator, Zach Orr, defense, Todd Monk, and offense. We'll count some dough, hopefully, at 12:15. We'll get into sports subjects as well. Then Vinny's on his way to one winning drive. Jim Hunter, talk about what happened last night at Camden Yard. Pitcher's duel, which I love. Probably going to see another one coming up here. But who's going to be closing games for the Orioles? Not just in 2025, 2026.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.